特别人类心有一种误解。
So there's a misunderstanding in human heart.
特别就算讲到灵魂的时候呢，他会骗自己。
Even if you touch on the topic of soul, he will deceive himself.
怎么骗自己呢？
How does human deceive himself?
他不能把肉体的享乐跟灵魂的满足分得清楚。
He cannot distinguish between the pleasures of the flesh and the soul's delight.
怎么说呢？好像你现在你的肉体很开心啊，你就以为你的灵魂永远就开心。
It's as if now you feel very happy in your flesh, and you just imagine that you'll be happy in your soul.
你肉身很舒服、很健康的时候呢，你就以为你的灵魂很健康。
So when your body is very comfortable and healthy, then you thought that your soul is also healthy.
这个是一个误解。
So this is a misunderstanding.
好像分不出肉体、肉身跟很深切在人心灵里面居住的有另外一个看不见的本体。
So you cannot distinguish between the body and the inner being inside us.
所以大多数的人呢，他就求 happy 嘛，开心嘛，不要惧怕嘛。
So most people they just pursue happiness and no fear.
所以呢，这个就是我的灵魂了，我的灵魂会好的啊。所以
and they just thought that this is also applied to their soul and their soul is well.
但是，那死亡、病痛，这是一个现实啊。
But death and sickness is a reality.
所以呢，现在。在比较发展的国家就流行这个安乐死，你们懂安乐死吗？
So now in more developed country, it's very popular euthanasia.
这个新加坡也慢慢会实行的。
Perhaps gradually Singapore may also apply that.
如果你去有一些很好的医院，你得到绝症了没有办法，医生说你只有三个月了。
So if you go to certain very good hospital and the doctor say you only have three more months to live.
那怎样？什么药都给你了，没有办法医治了。
And no medicine can cure you.
然后给你心理辅导。
And so they give you psychological counseling.
然后把你的孩子全部带来，然后让他们都感觉到很安详，你也很平安。
So they bring your family members so that they feel very peaceful. You also feel very peaceful.
然后你的身体是打满满的那个吗啡。
And so they inject you with a lot of morphine.
让你完全感觉不到痛。
So you can totally feel no pain at all.
然后这样的很安乐的这样是。
And so you can die very peacefully.
那有一些的国家甚至呢打一些针给你慢性死。
And so in certain country they even give you certain injections so that you can die slowly.
让你不会痛嘛，然后这样离开。
Without pain you can leave this world.
因为人以为他现在没有痛没有挣扎。这个灵魂就是很安详的。
Because people assume that if they have no pain and no struggle right now, their soul is well.
但是事实是，不管你是安乐的死、悲惨的死，还是要死。
But the truth is, whether you die peacefully or tragically, you still have to die.
真的，最重要是人误解，以为我的肉身不感觉到痛，我的灵魂就会好。
And so the greatest misunderstanding is people think that if my body is not in pain, my soul is well.
这是人一向来最大的误解。
So this is the greatest misunderstanding of humans.
所以圣经里面我们主耶稣知道人心里的误解。
So Jesus knew the misunderstanding in human hearts.
有一次他就讲了一个故事。
And so once Jesus told this story.
他就说到，你知道吗？有一个很有钱的财主。
So he talked about a very rich man.
然后他的财富，他的地出产的那个田产多的没有地方收了。
So his land yielded abundant harvest with no place to store.
然后呢，他就想为自己打算，我要造更多的仓库，然后把田产全部放在。
And so he planned for himself and he wanted to build more barns.
这个跟我们现在很多的 investment 什么东西是一样的道理来的。
So this is similar to our various investments today.
以前的人是田产嘛，现在是钞票嘛，股票嘛。
They have the crops. Now we talk about stocks and money.
这边也有，那边也有五十年、一百年还可以传给孩子、孙子，用不完。
So you have a wealth here and there, and can pass on to your next generation.
然后圣经说，这个人呢，他就对自己的灵魂说话。
And so this person speak to his own soul.
跟自己的灵魂说，灵魂啊。
So he said, soul.
你有没有跟自己的灵魂说话
？Have you ever spoken to your own soul?
很奇怪，对不对？耶稣这样讲，他说，灵魂啊，你有很多好日子过啊，放心。
So he said, so your days ahead will be well. Just rest assured.
很有保障，很有钱。
You have a lot of security and money.
吃喝玩。
Just eat, drink, and be merry.
开心就好。
Just be happy.
然后呢？就他这样想了， 然后忽然间他的灵魂的主出现了。
And as he's thinking in this manner, the Lord of his soul appeared.
他说：“无知的人啊。”
He said, "Ignorant person."
今天晚上我就要你的灵魂。
Your soul is required of you tonight.
那你预备的这些财富、田产啊，这些东西。财产归谁啊
？So who will get all these things that you have prepared？
谁能得到这些好处啊
？Who can get all these good things？
Who can benefit？ 所以各位，这个故事告诉我们什么东西呢
？So what does this story tell us？
我们来思想一下好不好
？Let's think about this。
第一，他跟他的灵魂说话。
He speaks to his soul。
我刚才问你有没有跟你的灵魂说话
？So I ask, have you ever spoken to your soul？
有。
Yes。
但是不是直接这样自言自语
？But it's not direct self-talk.
我们人的心啊，是能够肯定自己的。你们有没有发现
？Our hearts can affirm ourselves.
你要做什么决定的时候，你一直问啊，这个好吗？那个好吗？对不对
？When you want to make a decision, you keep asking yourself, is this good? Is that good?
然后好啊，然后你的心里面就感觉很好。
So if your heart feel is good, then you are ready to go.
对哈，对。
Is it right?
有一个肯定的声音，但是不是耳朵听得到的。
So there's this affirmative voice that cannot be heard by the ears.
所以人很喜欢问自己。
So humans, we like to ask ourselves.
人做错事情的时候问自己，是不是我做错了
？When we have done wrong, we ask ourselves, am I wrong?
然后你心里面有很多声音说，你就是做错了，你这个人混账。
And a lot of voices will appear in our heart and say, you have indeed done wrongly.
我真的是不错哦，我做了一个很好的丈夫，很好的母亲，人人都喜欢我哦。
Or you have certain voices. I'm indeed a very good husband. Everybody loves me.
然后你心里面的，对对呀，都是这样，对不对
？Your heart agrees with you.
这就是我们对灵魂说话。
So this is us speaking to our soul.
很安全哦，很有保障。
We feel very secure and peaceful.
所以呢，现在这个人呢，他跟他的灵魂说话。
So now this man speaks to his soul.
但是很奇妙的。灵魂是永恒的
，But amazingly, soul is forever. It's eternal.
灵魂是灵体来的
，Because the soul is a spiritual being.
但是他跟他的灵魂讲短暂的事
，But he's telling his soul very temporal stuff.
这个永恒的灵魂现在有的吃嘞
，Eternal soul, now you have something to eat.
现在有的玩呢
，Now you have fun.
现在有很多钱啊
，Now you have a lot of money.
也有很多保险啊。
You have a lot of insurance.
Okay, 安呢
So just be peaceful, rest assured.
那个灵魂是没有感觉，但是他不知道。
That soul have no feeling, but the person doesn't know.
你们了解吗？这个就好像，所以这里开车的人，车需要汽油嘛。
So it's like those who drive, you know, your car needs petrol.
但是你天天给他打水。
You just pump water into the car every day.
打水啊，满了。
You fill the car with water.
你的车无论是多少水。它是没有办法满足的。
No matter how much water you pump into the car will not be satisfied.
这个就是一个很奇妙的道理。人因为不了解这个灵魂的被造
，Because humans we do not understand how souls are being created.
他就用物质的东西呢来满足这个永恒的东西。
So he tried to use material things to satisfy the eternal thing.
所以你满足了吗
？So have you satisfied?
我亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友。
So my dear friends and brothers and sisters,
你不应该问灵魂，你现在够钱用吗？够东西吃吗
？You shouldn't be asking soul, do you have enough to eat, enough to spend?
你应该问的问题是，你的灵魂有去向吗
？You must ask soul, do you know where you are going?
你会去到哪里
？Where are you going to?
灵魂啊，你知道你的永恒里面你要面对的事情是什么吗
？So do you know what you're going to face in eternity?
你有没有永生的保障？
You have the security of eternal life.
因为这个永恒的灵魂一定要被永恒的东西来填满。
Because the eternal soul must be satisfied by eternal things.
人没有发现，其实有时候他这个物质很多的时候，心灵灵魂很干渴，很迷茫。
And humans didn't realize that a lot of times when we have a lot of materials, we are very dry in our soul.
这一山啊，苦难来的时候，哎呀，好像哎呀。我永远就是完蛋了，就是这样，对不对
？So when suffering suddenly strikes, it just feels like you are finished forever.
但是没有苦难的时候呢，这个灵魂没有这样的那个渴望、迷茫的感觉没有出来。
But without suffering, you don't feel lost and you don't feel the thirst in your soul.
我亲爱的朋友
，So my dear friend,
你要认识你的灵魂。
You must know your soul.
这是你的生命里面很深切里面的一个存在体。
This is a being that exists very deep inside you.
那。所以今天这个故事呢，主那个上帝说，我今夜就要你的灵魂。
So in this story, God says, tonight your soul is renewed.